Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there!
Hello!
Hello.
Here we are. This is Pappies. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew. And this is the first episode of Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
BBCC.
Now, if you're a regular listener to our live show, Flatshare Slamdown, you'll know that one of our favourite parts of the show is when we take Flatshare-based beefs from audience members and we try and solve them in a kind of courtroom situation.
Yes. Now, for a new listener, a beef is a problem or an issue, right? Did I have to explain
Correcto.
That?
I don't know if you did. No, people, so, they're familiar with the world of Tupac and Biggie. They understand.
Lovely current references.
Listen, it's still going on.
Well, look, people...
Shop Biggie Smalls.
People
if we don't
living,
find that, they might kill us all.
People living with each other can cause problems.
They can. Yeah.
There's friction, there's issues, and that's where the Beef Brothers comes in. You can send in your problems, and we are going to debate them and solve them and come up with a verdict on this very show.
And that is final. That is final.
Yeah, what, no arguing. Once we make our decision, that's what you got.
You've got to stick to it. You have to stick to it.
No matter how stupid what we say is.
Yeah, and it... Well, it will be.
It will be, yeah.
So if you want to send us in a beef, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com is the email address to send it into. Please do send in your beefs. And if you'd like to give a ruling on beefs you've heard in this episode.
Yeah.
If you'd like to chip in. It'll be ignored.
Yes, but please
but
do.
Chip in, by all means. So in this episode, we had a fantastic, very special guest, Susie Ruffle.
Absolutely. Mm. Here we go. Let's get into it. Have a good one, team.
Well, if you've got a problem. Call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
I think the first thing to do is say hello to our guest, Susie Ruffle.
Hello.
Hello, SR.
Hello.
Hello, TP.
You really slurred that intro there.
I thought SR would sound cool, and then as I was midway into it, I was like, that doesn't, initials wise, it's not very punchy, is it?
No.
SR.
Did you have any good nicknames?
I remember the boys briefly calling me Rough Muff, but it's nothing. It was not R-O-U-G-H because none of them had seen it.
Sure, but it was it was based on, I guess,
on my surname, just R-U-F-F.
Rough Muff.
Rough Muff.
The Ruffalo, I call you.
Yeah,
you must have
a lot
that
of people
nice.
Call you the Ruffalo. Yeah, I quite like it. And Ruffle. I get Ruffle just, a lot. Yeah.
Rufflecopters.
Rufflecopter, you call me that.
I call me that. I just said I call me that. I don't call me that. I call you that.
Call
you've given yourself Susie's nickname.
I call myself Susie Ruffle, which is why she's shown up, because I actually only booked myself.
Yes.
That's the problem. I booked myself, and here we are.
But if you do keep putting things in my diary, I will keep arriving.
So I want a slice of the Susie Ruffle pie, not the Rough Muff. We'll cut that bit out.
Can I leave?
Yeah, it's pretty good call. But not
most people don't
solved.
Stay as long as you have, actually.
Oh, really?
You've lasted. Well, you've broken the record.
So let's solve some flat beefs.
Here we go. That's why we're here. Are you a problem solver or a problem causer?
Well, I think I'm a problem solver.
There you go. That's why we invited you along.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're after.
I like to keep things neat and tidy, get things sorted out.
Mm.
Perfect.
No?
Well, if I live with somebody who likes to keep things neat and tidy, that's your
I
problem,
am the problem.
Call. Yeah, I know. That's it.
But then I think you're the problem creator.
Yeah, I know. Here we go. Do you leave notes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not bitchy ones. Like, hey.
Hey, mate, don't forget. I think there's nothing wrong, because people assume that a note is automatically passive-aggressive. It isn't necessarily.
Jenny Bede, who was my
She's naming and shaming.
No, who was my most recent housemate, who now doesn't live with me because she met a boy.
Oh,
fine.
Dear.
Before she left, I have a blackboard that says, don't forget, and then you can write things on it. And she put underneath it, you're a bit of a cunt.
Whoa! Nice one, Bede.
That was her parting shot
as she left.
Yeah. I didn't notice it until she'd gone.
Oh, no.
It was really funny.
So you were sitting there going, oh, flat seems a little bit empty. You look over to the wall.
Yeah. She'd do that quite a lot. I had a fridge magnet that said, great things happen when women support each other. And she wrote underneath it, I will never support you.
That's good.
Sounds very much like Tom. I think Tom and Jenny should live together.
I like this.
Should we go through?
I love her, by the way. I think
yeah, she's a great person.
She's my best friend.
I think that sort of goes without saying with all of our beefs today.
Sure.
All of these people are great people, even if we say terrible things about them once we start reading their beefs.
Sure. And we will.
That's fair to say. Do you want to start with yours, Tom?
Yes, here we go. So this is from...
Oh, we're going to just do first names, by the way, because quite a lot of people have said, don't use my surname.
Oh, and that's good.
Fine. So we're going to do
how about first names only. Email address.
Let's have a look.
I was about to read out the email address.
Don't look. You can just do first names.
The name, surname, and date of birth of the person.
I tell you what, let's just do first names and full emails.
Okay.
Is that a good rule?
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Is that a good rule? Okay, right.
Okay, so, well, I can tell you something for nothing. This person sent us this email at 9:29 p.m. They're a night owl.
A night owl. An evening person.
Here we go. Hi. I've spent the best part of a grand on home automation stuff.
Robots.
We're in straight away.
Straight away. We're living in the future.
This person spent a grand on robots. I've spent the best part of a grand on home automation stuff. But every time I go to try to do stuff like use Siri to activate the lights, it won't work because my girlfriend has turned them all off at the switch because she finds it easier to do things the traditional way, i.e. like a caveman. Ooh, objection.
Did cavemen have light switches?
I don't think, no. Nice. What's the name of this fellow?
It's James. James has spent a grand on robots. Am I in the wrong for telling her to make the effort to get used to the future, or should I accept the fact that I'll be flicking switches for the rest of my life?
Right, firstly, very, very impressive that he's got one of the flats that I think we all imagined we'd be living in when we were growing up, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you imagine you would have a flat where you could clap your hands
yep.
and the lights... Hang on a sec, I've not tested it in the studio. Nope. Light's still on. Standard lighting system.
My bra's fallen off.
Yes. The Fonzie trick. It's worked.
Still got it.
Pure Fonzarelli there. So firstly, that's very impressive. Also, very impressive for having a grand to knock about the place.
Yeah, nearly a grand. Careful.
That's right. What do you reckon is nearly a grand?
The best part of a grand. I think that's about 700 quid. I think someone who wants to seem like they can swing it around a bit.
I think the best part of a grand is £1,000.
The best part about having a grand is having £1,000.
That's what I'm getting confused there, yeah. So he's got the best part of a grand.
That is a good question. What is the best part of a grand?
I mean, that's not the beef.
850.
850?
900, surely.
Come on. I reckon he's in the
900s. It's got to be 900 plus.
Yeah.
It's got to be 900 plus.
I think if you want to seem like you're a big-time player, though, you'd round up from about 700. That's what I think.
He's trying to win an argument here.
Best part of a grand.
He's trying to make it seem like he spent a lot more money. Okay.
But he's also saying, if we tell him, mate, let it go, he's happy for that grand to go down the drain. The best part of that
That's
grand.
True. That's true. He is. Point. If we are the law...
And we are.
Then it's guess he's throwing good money after bad, if that's what that expression means, which I don't think it is.
I don't think it is, no. No.
He's just throwing good money. End it there.
Yeah,
just end
the phrase.
You're throwing good money.
I do enjoy just the use of a phrase, then, even if it's not the right place
Absolutely.
To use it.
When in Rome.
Do you know what I've realised as well? The word irregardless isn't a word.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Of course it isn't.
Irregardless. It's not a word.
No,
you mean regardless.
Regardless is the word, yeah. But lots of people use... irregardless, it's not a word.
They use irrigation.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Well, irregardless of that, let's go with it. So,
you're absolutely right about this flat of the future. That's kind of why this technology exists, is because people watch science fiction films and then they go like, that's what we should be doing.
I'm not thinking science fiction. I'm thinking like Mel Gibson. In What Women Want? Is that his name?
That's Mel Gibson, yeah. As in Mel Gibson and Sue Perkins, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
When she's in What Women Want, she's got a really posh house and lights come on.
I think they did that in lots of things. Like in adverts, I'm thinking of, there was a thing where a guy had the shower talked to him and it was like a little pair of lips and it would talk to him, like whip the towel away and say, morning, John, time for your shower. Do you remember that?
That's porn.
Yeah, but I mean,
is it porn? It may be porn. It may be porn now I'm thinking of. Irregardless of my browsing history, it's still pretty impressive.
As long as there's towels involved, though, for me, it's still not the flat of the future.
Oh, here we go.
What are we still doing with towels? It's 2019.
What, you want a big old Dyson?
I want to clap my hands and oof, up from the floor, whoo, and then I'm dry.
Wait, what Marilyn Monroe style is?
Yeah. Imagine that, it's 2019.
For the listener at home, can we just, you just went oof and whoo. What you meant was fans blowing upwards.
Yeah. You don't get out of the shower stops, and then the horse
hold
is dry.
No. If it all blows, it'll just blow it all up onto the ceiling, and then you'll have a second shower immediately.
The ceiling's wiped clean. It's 2019. Yeah,
all ceilings are wiped clean, Tom, but that's,
that's
doesn't solve the problem
it.
That you're standing in water,
yeah.
Right, in a wet room that's then blowing the water back over your body and onto the ceiling, and then it's coming back down on you.
Parry, have you spent the best part of a grand on a wiped clean ceiling?
It's also not clean. It's a very good
point.
Because
you know those Dyson hand dryers, they're hotbeds for bacteria.
I've heard all about this business.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around why, but yeah, I've heard.
Because
A, I love the term hotbed. Or it's an exciting story, isn't it, when hotbed's involved?
Yeah. It's what I call my bed. But that's because I've got a water bottle, a hot water bottle.
Welcome to the hotbed.
Yeah. So, would you like to get in? It's tasty.
Dyson's Airblade spread bacteria.
Yeah, so you put your hands in. The horse comes in, then he leaves, and you carry on in there. And see, what happens is it takes all of the crap off your hands, if you've got feces on your hands, or just the water, and it puts it downstairs. And so there's all the little skaggy bits.
That little sort of trough.
Yeah.
That sometimes when you've got your hands in, you think, oh, there's a splash on my hands that's not from my hands, that's from the previous dirty bastard.
You don't know who they are.
No.
Hold on. What is going on here? Surely, first of all, this is like saying sinks are a hotbed for...
Sinks are a hotbed.
Finally.
But also, I bet you...
They're a wet bed.
You know when you see that little sign up, a little bit of paper that people have to sign several times over to show they've cleaned the loos in the pub? They're not doing the Dyson Airblade. There's no way
pub do you go to with a Dyson Airblade in it?
There's Airblades in pubs.
Flip
that towel on the floor. Flip that over.
Posh boy. Do they serve hot food as well?
Hot beds.
So you're right. We've come off the subject slightly here.
I know. How dare you?
We're not solving James's beef.
I'm saying is, I think Tom will be dirtier if he does get his Dyson blade.
If you get your Dyson blade.
What about towels? Towels must be covered in... I'm not going to push it, but you put a UV light to one of my towels and it'll look like the night sky.
Oh, because of all the... Do you not wash your towels?
Producer Emma's just pulled a really strong face through the window.
She looks like she's about to be sick. We should move the topic on. But first, can I ask the question? Because I've asked it already. Can you answer it? Do you not wash your towels? Tom, do you wash your towels or not?
I wash my towels probably every 5 weeks.
Not enough.
Are you joking?
Not enough.
No.
I change my towels every 4 days.
Whoa, too much.
See?
Somewhere in between.
No, that's not.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, no. I reckon once a week I'm washing the towels.
There's no fixed rule. No one knows.
There are no rules, you guys.
There are rules. About every 4 days is normal to change towels.
I don't think that's...
And changing your bed once a week.
Yeah, change the bed once a week.
Hey, James, have we sorted your problem? We've opened up like 7 different beefs in this. I mean, this is
what it's all about.
This is what Beef Brothers Cold Cuts is for.
We should tell you now... The chance of us actually solving any of these beefs is pretty much zero. All right, so I think
I've offered some great stuff, to be honest.
Susie, of course, that's why you've brought her in. But the three of us...
Susie's made me feel very unclean.
Very unclean, and you go to pretty rotten pubs as well. Basically, you're a scumbag.
Are you using the towels in the pub? That's going to be a real issue.
The post-pint towel down.
This pub is so rough, I've got to bring my own towel. So the question is... Should
I've completely forgotten what the beef is.
Okay, my girlfriend turns off all of his home automation stuff from the switch. So when he tries to use it, it's like, Siri, do this. Siri's asleep. Siri's been put to bed. I have this problem with my girlfriend with she switches everything off at the plug.
Right.
There's a theory that, you know, stop the electricity in the wall and it's going to be
healthy.
You don't
have a surge, nothing explodes.
Exactly.
Sure.
So... It infuriates me because I'm constantly having to go to plugs. So spent the best part of a grand, £700, on a flat that he just needs to talk to and it'll do stuff. But it's being prevented by his girlfriend.
I'm kind of with you on your beef, but I think I'm with her on his.
Okay, well, that's good, because we're on his.
The reason so she gives... The reasons her. I like the reason she gives, I like to do things the traditional way. I mean, that's what I like about it. There's something romantic about this.
Something romantic about switching on a plug? Tom, you're... How long do you think your relationship's going to last? Let's be honest. Let's get down to brass tacks. I mean...
I love you, don't I?
Click, click. Why do you think I bought you all these lamps? No, I don't know if that is romantic. But at the same time, the amount of... I've got Chromecast, you know, for...
Clang.
I genuinely...
I'm doing all right. I've got Chromecast.
I don't even know what that means.
Crohn's disease then. Where is this going?
That's not... No, I have not got...
I'm not saying there's anything funny about Chromecast. I was just genuinely like...
What is Chromecast?
Chromecast is a way of broadcasting Google Chrome to your TV. So you can put your Netflix on your TV. You can put your Amazon Prime on your TV. It's a way of watching it.
How do you do that?
It's sponsored
using
by
a little,
Chrome.
It's a little small disc that you plug into the back of your TV and it just picks up the signal. And it costs £30.
So it makes your TV smart?
It makes your TV smart, effectively, but only via Google Chrome. Now, the amount of time I spend... fanning around with Chromecast and it doesn't work. And yeah. I think, oh, fuck it, I'll just watch the proper telly. I get the feeling that she's come in a couple of times and said, Siri, turn on the lights in complete darkness. Still there in darkness. Siri, please turn on the lights. Doing different, trying to emulate, I bet she tried to emulate his voice, going, well, it doesn't recognise my voice. Siri, turn on the lights. You know, like, I can sense her frustration.
Did she go out with Yogi Bear?
Oh, Siri, where's the nearest picnic? Oh, my picnic the average bear.
Turns out none of us can do a Yogi Bear impression, but we all had a good shot. So I feel her frustration.
Yeah, I mean, my mom got a Siri or Alexa for her birthday, and watching my mom and dad spend 10 minutes with the Alexa, it's really good stuff. Like, it's not going to last in the house because it's going to be a divorce.
My dad, first of all, says, "Ear, Alexa," like she's going to go, "Yeah, roll." And then when she does something, when it'll say, like, "Play the Beach Boys," and they'll start playing and they'll go, "Thanks." And she'll go, "Pardon." He'll go, "Don't worry. I didn't understand that."
Oh, no.
She's not a good conversationalist. That's the problem.
The thing is, your father's just too nice a bloke. He doesn't want it to be a sort of transactional thing. He wants it to be a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, is it an indictment to how my mum and dad's relationship is that they've brought in a robot?
I think that's what it is, isn't it? That's the problem.
Irregardless of that, where do we all stand? Are you with James, or are you with his girlfriend?
Is he
I
in
feel
the wrong?
Like I'm with his girlfriend. He's not in the wrong to soup up his flat, but that's for him. The standard light switches are for her.
I don't fully understand it. I think turning on a light switch by hand is quicker than saying the words, "Siri, can you turn on my lights?"
What about if you're carrying all your bits?
Excuse me?
You've got him from the shop.
You've got him from your shop.
I've got him from the pub.
Yep, you carry all those towels that you brought home. You're thinking, oh, I can't wait to rub my body down with these.
You're living in the future. Your drone has arrived.
But once you arrive in the room, that's when you get to put the stuff down anyway, isn't it?
I mean, it is pretty cool to go, lights on, lights come on.
Yeah, but
volume
you
down.
Normally have to say something first anyway, so it knows that you're talking to it.
That's true. You normally have to say Alexa or Siri or whatever. But still, to be able to say, "Siri, turn on the lights." I've just realised, though, here's the problem. Every time you see this in a movie, it's the guy is using it to impress a girl.
Yeah, he's already got a girl.
He's got a girl already. He doesn't need to impress her anymore. Impress her by taking that best part of a grand and going on holiday together. That's what they should have done.
I think it'd be funny if you had, like, if you used like an old lady's voice. If you were like, "Marjorie, turn on the lights." Or
"Marjorie, turn on the lights."
They must have done a lot of work on coming up with Siri and Alexa.
I reckon so, yeah.
Must have been...
Yeah, I don't reckon someone like happened upon it. Oh shit, this does everything for me.
Are you surprised they went with Siri though?
As a name?
Yeah.
I think it's
Pauline?
I think it's non-specific, and the chances of someone knowing a Siri as well. It's a name you're not going to be saying in the flat. Because if you're called Siri, you can't own a Siri.
And if you're called Alexa, it must be really annoying.
Alexa's a more common name, isn't it? But no one's going to be called Alexa now.
From now on.
The drop-off is going to be huge for that.
Or people are going to start going, "I really like it, let's go."
Yes.
Imagine if there's a boom in like Siri's and Alexa's. Yeah. It'd be quite cool
Alexa,
to have a kid.
Alexa, what should I name my baby?
Alexa. I've always liked the name Alexa.
Because then, if you've got a kid and you call it Siri, you're kind of doubling down, because if you're in your flat and you go, Siri, turn on the lights. If Siri doesn't work, then your kid will go and do it.
Let's end with a ruling, shall we?
Yes. Am I wrong for telling her to make the effort to get used to the future, or shall I accept the fact that I'll be flicking switches for the rest of my life?
I think accept it, mate.
I think accept it.
Flick the switch, mate. It's the romantic thing to do.
Susie, final vote. Not that it matters, because it's a landslide, but...
The lads have spoken.
Then I'll go with the boyfriend, just to be difficult.
Just to be a provocateur. Why not? Anyway, sorry, James. Beef solved.
Yeah, beef solved.
Beef from the sorting out your beef!
Beef solved!
Just a reminder, listener dear, that I am running the London Marathon this month. So
that is the noise he'll be making all the way around.
Yes, and listener dear, I don't know if you remember, but the agreement is that you, if you see me running the marathon, will chant gold, gold, gold at me as well. Which is,
yeah, why not? To spur you on to greater heights.
I'm really excited about that. But also to spur me on to greater heights, I'm running it for charity, the brilliant charity Fab Kids, that raise money for children with special needs to help them integrate into society. They run clubs and activities. So please go to Just Giving and support me. I think I'm Tom-Parry10, but we'll put the link out on our Twitter feeds. So, yeah, if you fancy supporting me, that would be much appreciated. Cheers, listener dear.
Beer from the sorting out your beef!
Susie, do you want to do yours next?
Dear Pappies, my girlfriend is training to run a marathon. Boring. She requires...
What? Hang on. Hold tight. Can I just say, it feels like you're editorialising slightly. Did you say boring?
Yeah.
Was that in brackets?
No, that was
pure ruffle. That was pure rough muff.
Which is also the other nickname I was trying to get
pure,
off the ground.
Pure ruffle.
Have you ever lived with someone who's trained for a marathon?
No.
It is boring.
Yeah, it just sounds like it might be.
I've been the person training for the marathon, and I get really boring when I'm training for a marathon. You're just never there.
Ed, I'm only joking. I'm sure your girlfriend's lovely, and I'm sure she's raising money for a great thing.
Mm. Yeah.
You find a way to shoehorn it into every conversation.
What were you saying? Like, I'll tell you what I could do with a shoehorn for these running trainers.
Now, that's shoehorning the word shoehorn in.
That's
a little bit different. Sorry. So anyway, we've established his girlfriend's training for a marathon.
Open brackets, boring. Susie Ruffle. Close brackets.
2019.
This requires going running regularly, as you might imagine. Sure, Ed. I hear where you're coming from, buddy. She insists on doing all of her training in my work socks. I have two problems with this. One, nice fresh work socks is a tiny pleasure on a rank early morning. These socks are being worn through...
Was it rank early morning?
On a rank early morning, yes.
I thought you might be using that sock for a different reason.
Oh, Thomas!
That's genuinely what I thought.
I didn't enjoy that at all, Tom.
I know, I could tell by your face.
Yeah. A rank early morning, these socks being worn through at such a rate that I no longer get fresh sock feel. That fresh sock feel.
That's true of the other definition as well.
All right, let's not go grubby now. Please.
Two, she looks ridiculous in running trainers and hooped office socks.
Wow.
There's a lot to unpack here.
There's a lot to unpack here.
I don't think there's that much to unpack.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, well, why don't you do the unpacking first?
We're pushing for a quick ruling here.
Because I feel there's loads going on here.
No, I think a clean pair of socks, and especially if they're newish, is a delightful feeling.
Absolutely.
I always have a new pair of socks if I'm doing like a new run of shows.
Ooh. Oh, I love it.
That's a good idea.
I treat myself to some new socks. They feel good in my feet, in case you're wondering where I put them. And two on the feet, one on the left breast. It's just something I do.
It's just your style.
It's just my style. If you've seen me live, you'll know that. but I think absolutely not. Go and buy your own running socks, mate. You want to do the marathon, put a bit of Bunce behind it, get to the Sports Direct.
I think this is it's a good point, but what about him as a decent boyfriend? Why don't you just go and buy a load of those pop socks? Go down JD Sports, get thank you very much. What, those very socks.
I'll tell you something for nothing.
Pop socks. You don't run in pop socks, just so you
know. You know, the trainer socks, the little small ones.
Yeah, pop socks are like ladies' socks that go up to like your calves.
Are they?
That are like see-through that you might wear with like an ugly office shoe.
What?
Huh?
Is that true?
Who's
We're learning something every day.
This is
every
great.
Day's a school day with Ruffle. We'll talk about
that's
marathon
the album
in a second.
That was pure
Ruffle. that was pure Ruffle.
That was absolutely pure Ruffle.
So pop socks are not, because I've always called the little socks.
No, they're
socks.
Trainer socks.
Those are trainer socks. Yeah.
I thought trainer socks is only a phrase that came in fairly recently. I thought pop socks is what you'd.
But then I thought pop gym. Socks were like the.
You're all saying it's wrong. You know it is socks.
Oh.
Don't you?
Let's give it a go. Socks. Okay. That doesn't sound like he can do it.
He can do it.
Oh, dear. It's a real shame I can't do it.
Crozzles.
Clarkie can do it. Parry can do it. Crosby. Oh, closer, but still not good enough.
My granddad, Poppy, his sole reason for not liking my cousin's boyfriend was that he wore trainer socks.
Wow. Ooh. That's where
he said, I can't trust him. He wears them little wanker socks.
The thing is, though, no socks. I have a very low tolerance for people who wear no socks.
I don't like no socks.
What about indoors?
Oh, no, that's shoes? Okay. With shoes, yeah.
Okay, well, you've got to make it clear, mate.
Sorry.
The worst is no socks at a wedding.
Who does no socks at a wedding?
Fuck me, I've been to a fair few no-sock wedding guys.
Although, actually, you did sandals at a wedding once.
Thank you very much.
What? Sandals and socks?
Don't mind if I do.
You did sandals and socks at a wedding?
No, no socks.
Well, you just said no socks at a wedding was something you hated.
Yeah, but not in sandals.
Who's wearing sandals to a wedding?
It was a summer wedding.
Tom Parry.
This is too much. I can't deal with this. I think I've got my own beef.
Whose
now.
Wedding was that? Was it Helena Martin's?
Yeah, it was.
You showed it to Helena Martin's wedding?
Yeah. Who's Helena Martin?
Helen Zaltzman, podcaster, yes. Helen Zaltzman.
Podcast
and Martin Zaltz-Ostwick, who is also, he's a podcaster as well. So,
Can I just say that wedding, my sandals weren't, that wasn't the controversial moment of the wedding. Mm. The controversial moment of that wedding
was Clarkie's arrival time.
Halfway through the ceremony, and it was an outdoor ceremony at the bottom of this hill. And halfway through the ceremony, around the top of the hill and straight down into the ceremony, came Ben and Megan, who had missed the start time of the ceremony, got lost on the way, and hot-footed it directly into the middle of the ceremony.
He was right cresting. In the middle of the cresting ceremony. On the top of the hill, weren't you?
I roly-polied into the...
You really did.
Were you also chasing a wheel of cheese?
So no one...
That was his gift.
Yeah, it really took the heat off the sandals.
I bought you a camembert!
It's a fair point.
So anyway, sandals at a wedding, we've accepted, is fine as long as you wear a pair of socks. Now, and I'll see you at your wedding in a few months' time. Tom.
I do worry for this girl running a marathon in work socks.
Yeah, yes. That's what I think too. She's going to be blistered all over.
But I think the one thing that we're missing here, the key part of the information, is what are his work socks like?
Because well, he says hooped.
I mean, hooped is a design, but it's not a
genre.
It's not a like. What's genre the, are we talking cotton socks? Are we talking? Are they?
I'm guessing a cotton
hoop
socks.
Yeah, they're going
to. Does he work? Maybe he's a professional marathon runner. Have we thought about that?
I doubt it.
I don't think he'd say she looks silly in my marathon socks.
Yeah, if you're saying she looks silly in my work socks, what? I don't think it's then going to make sense that his work socks. That he's like a tennis coach.
Where yes. does Ed work? We don't know. Okay. What are his socks like?
Ed, I'm on your team, mate, but the Beef Brothers seem to be having beef.
There's beef within beef here.
Can we? That's the little clip that we need to clip when we're doing the Beef Brothers are having beef. Whoa, Beef Brothers, cold cuts.
Someone would like to do a remix of that.
A remix of Parry trying to do a remix.
Do email us at beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com.
Just finish it with one of Matthew's pops and we'll be... You sounds like a silenced gun. Like,
does it? Oh, I can cause him mischief now.
I thought it sounds like when you reopen a container of food and it's kind of gone off.
How often does that happen?
All the time in
your house.
Gross, your house, mate. You need to change towels more and throw some shit out.
So grim.
Throw some shit out.
Why did you do a voice like Gandalf there?
That's my remix of...
That's your remix of me.
Throw some shit out.
In the remix, am I much, much older and me?
You know, like the radio jingles. That's what radio jingles do, don't they? They go like, you're listening to this radio station. This radio station.
Is there a lot of scratching on that? I suppose I listen to... I chiefly listen to radio too.
Yeah, they don't do that on Ken Bruce's show, do they?
No, I've got a Spotify account.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got my own radio.
Yeah. Spotify
account. And when I'm listening, I just go, Susie's playlist.
That's the clip that we remix.
Yeah.
So we've established that we don't know what kind of socks they are, but I think we can probably guess.
Yeah.
I think Ruffle might have a point here. This is an open-closed shirt. Shut case.
It's open, closed shut. Open, closed, shut case. It's open the door, look out the window, round the corner, shut, open, closed, and shut, right?
About.
I was trying to sound professional.
We've got ourselves what's known as an open and closed shut case.
Yes, there you go. It's closed, shut.
It's open and closed shut. Case. Like a suitcase or a briefcase. It's open, then closed shut. Then closed shut. Tom, explain to us how this is open and closed shut.
She should stop using his socks. She should buy some proper pants.
I think she should.
It's fine. I said that ages ago.
Or do it.
But you know what? We had a lovely chat getting there, didn't we?
Oh, I had to keep listening to him remix.
That's a very good point.
Giving me an offensive voice.
Open and closed shut case.
Well, I think that is yet another beef solved.
Beef from the sorting out your beef solved.
Sarah emailed in.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. She emailed in to beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com, which you can too. She emailed in saying, I'm writing about our flatmate Clive, who is a monstrous bellend. Now, we know it's a cat here because the subject is our catmate is a prick. To understand how high on the B scale he is, you have to understand I live with my husband, who, despite leaving his contacts everywhere, is broadly fine to live with. I'm assuming she means lenses rather than
not his Filofax.
Exactly. But we have a 10-year-old who thinks she is 16, a 4-year-old that thinks he's the Hulk and deprives us of as much sleep as possible, 3 other cats, and a dog.
Right.
So to stand out amongst this freak show, you really have to go the extra mile. Her words, not mine.
They're bringing a lot on themselves here. They've got a lot going on.
It's a menagerie, isn't it?
Get rid of one of the kids.
Which
kid would you go with first? The 10-year-old who thinks she's 16.
Yeah.
If you think she's 16, ready to move out.
Yeah, that's it.
Move her out.
Get a job. Off your pop.
Move her out. And put the Hulk one into some sort of...
facility?
Some sort of maximum security prison. Okay. Beef solved. Clive constantly begs for food. He has fed the same amount...
Sorry, this is the cat, not her
this
son.
This is the cat. Sure. She hasn't taken our...
have to forward this to social services.
She hasn't taken our advice yet and locked him in a maximum security prison. Clive constantly begs for food. He has fed the same amount as the other cats. His begging is not as simple as just meowing, which he can't even do properly as he sounds like a crow. Feels like you're being quite mean to this cat.
I think Clive sounds great.
Yeah, I think I like Clive.
I'm on Clive's side.
His whole day is dedicated to finding new and annoying ways to beg for food. Sorry, Tom?
Can I hear what we think a crow sounds like?
That crow's just been killed with a silencer.
Ruffle, have you got a crow in you?
Very pigeony at this stage.
A lot of preparation for this.
It's good, actually.
Yeah.
Ben?
Oh.
No, shit.
That was more like a sort of van reversing.
Yeah. Maybe it was a crow reversing.
Could be a crow reversing, yeah.
No.
Too low.
I'll tell you one thing you always do is you always make your mouth like Pingu when you try and do any... Yeah. Yeah, any noise, you always sort of push your lips forward. Oh. What about this? How is that?
Yeah, that's better. That's
is that more?
Okay, yeah. So
you sound like Alan Partridge falling down some stairs.
So we're three. So the grand final, the crow off, is between Crosby and Ruffle.
Okay,
here we go. Crosby, first up.
Ah!
Oh, I think that was even better than the last one. Yeah. Ruffle, you got to go some here. No.
The pressure got to you. Yeah.
Crosby.
From the worst sound effect to the best.
What an episode it's been already.
What a journey.
So, speaking of journey, we've still got a paragraph of this beef to get through. His whole day is dedicated to finding new and annoying ways to beg for food.
That's
what cats are supposed to do. Live and let live, Sarah.
Did Tom do that?
That's my life as well. Have you got any?
No.
Got the off food.
I haven't got a crow inside me, if that's what you're wondering.
You've got a crow inside you. I haven't got a crow.
Tom.
Doesn't even sound like...
Again, the listener can't see you're sort of pretending to remix here with a vinyl record. That just sounded like you had a stroke.
Sorry.
So let me get to the end of this here because we've got so much to get through here.
Sure.
You know what? That's actually a really good way of helping.
On a side note, have you got a crow inside you? Sounds like, you know, like a regional kind of phrase for like, how are you? Or are you well?
Yeah,
oh, my love.
You got a crow inside you.
Oh, I bloody wish.
I wish.
And you're off.
I think it'll be a West Country thing.
Yeah. Have you got a crow inside you? You got a crow inside you or what? Yeah. Oh, Darren can't come tonight. He's got a crow right inside him.
mean, right inside.
I think right inside. So what are you taking it to mean?
Feels like it might be he's got a bug.
Yeah, like a frog,
like a frog
in your throat.
Yeah, there you go. He's got a chesty cough. Oy, yeah. He's got a right crowing
sound. Got a touch of the crows.
No, that sounds like a different thing.
Yeah, touch of the crows sounds like he's...
Do not eat that curry. I did it last time. I had a real touch of the crows.
It's actually the birds of the feather.
It's the reboot.
Reboot, that, thank you.
We've been looking for
that world.
So, dedicated to finding new and annoying ways to beg for food. From biting your knee when you're on the toilet, tripping you over when you get up to do anything other than feed him, knocking stuff off shelves and worktops, to tipping over the bin. All of which we could perhaps take if he didn't terrorise in the night. No matter what we do, he finds a way to break into our bedroom. This is big. Break in! It's like the bit in Jurassic Park, where they've learned how to open doors. No matter what we do, shut the door and lock the door. Do people have locks on their bedroom doors? I don't know. Anyway, shut the door. That would be my first bit of advice. No matter what we do, he finds a way to break into our bedroom, from hiding in our wardrobe or ensuite to climbing in through the window. He finds a way to get in and meow in our faces at hourly intervals from about 3 a.m. At about 5 a.m, he goes and wakes up our four-year-old in the hope that that will force us to get up earlier. He gets fed at 6:30, so it's not like we even make him wait forever. This is not good enough for Clive. We've even had to replace our bed, as he plucked the fabric on the headboard divan so much when he tried to wake us up. Trying to bring an end to this sleep deprivation reign of 14 years, we got a wooden bed frame.
14 years?
14 years. I mean, just... I don't want to be morbid about it, but just ride it out. 14 years.
I thought you were going to say step on
kill
the
it,
cat.
Kill it, yeah.
Don't step on the cat.
I don't want to be morbid, but chuck him in the canal.
No, not that, Clive.
14 years.
Trying to bring an end to this sleep deprivation reign of 14 years, we've got a wooden bed frame. This, however, has proved somewhat painful for Andy, my husband. Clive simply uses the wooden bed head as a diving board to dive directly onto his testicles. This is not really a contraceptive method we subscribe to. Please help us escape this view every morning. Cheers, Sarah. And she's put a little picture of Clive the cat staring down from chest level.
Can't be the only one thinking, Clive, what a fucking legend.
I love him. He's got a bit of spunk to him. He's got a bit of get up and go. He's got a bit of vim and vigour. I think more of us should be like Clive.
Be more Clive.
Be more Clive, exactly.
There's a hashtag.
Let's get wristband.
Hashtag be more Clive.
Right.
Oh my God.
You sound like...
Susie gave me permission to do that then. She kind of
wait,
went,
hang on, hold tight. You're an enabler, Susie Ruffle. You're an enabler.
Clive would have remixed that. Come on. I was just being Clive, wasn't
just being
I?
As Clive I'd you rather could be. Like, I'd prefer Clive jumping onto my testicles than listen to you do another one of those jingles.
Wow, hey. Well, give it 5 minutes.
What do we think about Clive? Because you're a cat owner, Susie.
Indeed.
Famously a cat owner.
Famous.
Famous for having a cat. What would be your solution?
Well, Velma Kelly is, that's her name. If you're a fan of musical theatre, you'll know that that's the lead character.
In Wicked?
No, Chicago. But if you're not a fan of musical theatre, grow up. it's brilliant. Velma does a similar thing where she does like to sleep in my arms like a baby.
Oh, I love it.
But when my girlfriend Alice moved in, she would get in my arms like a baby, and then as soon as Alice fell asleep, sort of bite her because she was jealous of the other one in my bed.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Became very jealous. Yeah. Sort of
and how are things now? Has she got used to Alice?
Now Velma really loves Alice. Yeah, okay. They have like special moments.
You didn't sort of make Alice sleep on the sofa?
Well, Alice tried to get into the cat bed, but it just didn't work. She's a woman in her late 20s. She's too big.
She can't fit.
She's too big.
Fair enough.
So she sort of said eventually, like, I think the cat's not going to be able to sleep in your bed anymore because she was... And so Velma now has her own bed in the lounge. But it is a heated bed that we make sure is warm every night before she goes to bed. And
you've got a hot bed for your cat.
It's a real hot bed.
It's
a real hot bed for cats.
We put the cat to bed. One of us has to be like, put the cat to bed.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh my goodness.
So, like, we have to put the thing in the microwave. Then it's like...
You put the cat in the microwave and then it sleeps all the night.
Hey, hasn't woke up since. 6 weeks. No, you put the heated thing in the microwave, then we put that in her bed and then the bed's all snug and then you sort of put her in it and she's like, oh yeah, and then you give her a little tickle and she goes to bed.
What a life.
Adorable.
Long story short, I think maybe if they made the cat's bed more
That's good, a good point. Solution. Yeah, like get a little microwavable heat pack. Yeah, and pop that there, and she just
loves it. And I sometimes I get up before her.
Also, 14. Right, here's the thing: just feed the cat all day.
Yeah,
just have one of those food. Just have like one of those dispensers for dry food that just keeps dispensing dry food. Feed the cat all day. It's 14. My nan is 98 14. Now. She's not 14. No. She's not. She was at one stage, but that was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, long time ago now.
When she was 14, there watching the Crystal Palace burn down.
She started the fire. I heard.
No. That's
no. She didn't. She didn't start the fire.
You've not heard a single she released. Billy Joel.
Your nan is Billy Joel.
My nan's Billy Joel.
Wowee.
I should have started with that, really. That's the headline.
Nano Billy Joel.
My nan's Billy Joel. No, my nan is 98, and all she does now is sit in her chair, and she eats walnut whips, and she eats shortbread biscuits, and she eats prepackaged prawn sandwiches, which she loves. And you go like, I've got your 98. You've absolutely earned it.
Yeah.
Get one of those dispensers that dispenses food for days.
Prawn sandwiches,
walnut whips. The cat will be dead in seconds.
is that how old Clive? Clive's 14. So in cat years, that makes him an old cantankerous old man.
Ish cat. I mean, I don't know what breed it is, but.
So do you just need to, like, if they picture that, like, if they think of him as like Larry David? Or like someone like, you know, he's a cantankerous
old man. Who's the oldest
man
I can think of?
Mr. Heckles from Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's like a cast member from Last of the Summer Wine.
Sure.
He's coming down the hill in a bath.
So that was Ben at like a wedding, wasn't it?
That's really good. Helen and Martin!
Congratulations!
Answer me this! Why am I so late?
If you think of him as a cantankerous old man, then you can let a lot of this ride. And maybe just, I'd give him loads of food for an easy life.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, do it.
And also, bear in mind, the more you feed the cat, the bigger it gets, the less mobile it gets, the less easy it is for it to jump up on the bed or basically do anything.
Yeah.
But it will have more weight to throw against the door.
Oh, that's a good point. If it gets up on that bed frame and lands on your testicles and it's a big fat cat you've been
Sarah's husband's fucked.
Force feeding, that's it. No more kids.
No, but they shouldn't have any more kids. They've already got loads.
Two?
Got two.
Is that loads?
Hey, I work for the Chinese government, all right?
I meant to ask you about that. So I think we've solved the beef.
I think
beef solved.
Beef solved.
Beef from the sorting out your beef solved.
Listener dear, if you're enjoying the podcast that we're putting out, then please feel free to support us at patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. We can't afford to do this without your support. It would be great if you could get on board. And at each tier, you get loads of different extras and bonus stuff. Let's go through them, shall we?
Okay, so for $2 a month, you get the nod and the wink, which means you get a mention on the show, you get your beef as a priority, so we're going to solve your beef on Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, and you also get access to pre-sale tickets for any of our live shows.
Yes, and for $5, you get the secret handshake, which is all of what Matthew just said, plus you get the jingle as a single, the Flat Slam monthly jingle, and you also get a load of extra bonus footage.
For $10, you get the solid dangle. I don't know if you get the solid dangle or you offer us the solid dangle. I don't know how that works.
Well, but either way, a solid dangle is in play.
I mean, a solid dangle cannot be sniffed at. So you get you get all of that stuff. Plus, you get an exclusive post-match interview with our Slam Dane guests. You get some badges and some stickers. And also, we're going to be recording a drunk episode quarterly. So you get access to the drunk episode. Flat Share pissed up.
We decided to do it quarterly to correspond with when we do our VAT receipts.
Okay, it's good.
So there's also the Copper Bottoms winner. Now this is huge. This is for $25 a month. Now for this, you get an exclusive Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down t-shirt.
Whoa!
You get a birthday message, custom made by us to you. And you also get all of the above that you get from all the other tiers.
Holy moly. Well, look, if you want to become a neighbour of the show and join us at Patreon, that would be much appreciated. Cheers, listener!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Beef from the sorting out your beef!
So, this is a beef from John.
Hello, John.
Hey.
Hi, Jay.
Dear Beef Brothers, I have a majorly petty beef with my wife. And to be as balanced as possible, she has the beef right back with me. It concerns liquid hand soap. When the bottle of liquid hand soap is almost done, the little tube pump thing no longer reaches the bit of soap left in the hand soap container.
Too true.
Yes, I know this.
True, true, true. In order to access this perfectly good soap, I put in a bit of water into the bottle. My wife hates this.
Seems fair.
She argues that it waters down the soap, making it less effective as you get less soap.
She argues that it waters down the soap.
I mean, that's literally what he's doing. He's putting water. I mean, he's putting water into a thing. That is the very definition of... I think I don't think he can use the phrase argues here. She correctly informs me.
Yeah.
But he's also white. He knows it's watering down the soap. Anyway, sorry, carry on, Clark.
A secondary point is it makes us look like cheapskates if people are at a house and happen to use our soap. This has caused countless arguments as I keep doing it and she keeps throwing out my soap water.
He's calling it soap water.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of... It heats up here towards the end.
Go on.
We've been together.
Fuck her! Fuck her!
We've been together for some 13 years, but almost the life of a cat. Since uni, and in that time, haven't been able to resolve this beef. Please can you help decide once and for all? A marriage may be at stake.
Ooh.
Right, I would say don't come to you three for marriage advice.
No, I think that's exactly the right people.
How dare you?
That's the premise of the whole podcast.
Oh, I didn't realise.
It's a marriage guidance counselling podcast.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I feel very embarrassed now, of course.
Right. Let's get into this. Let's drill down.
What are your immediate thoughts, Clarky?
Well, I think it's totally fine to water down your soap.
Agreed.
And also, so yeah, I do it with pretty much... anything you can.
You water down everything.
I water down everything. If you've ever come around mine for a beer, you'll know that.
It's a half and half, isn't it? Half fizzy water.
It's a, yeah.
Half Tennent's.
It's basically a shandy, but without the shand.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Where does shandy get its name from? Not a discussion for now, but certainly one that
tweet
I will...
Tweet in to @Pappy's Tweet.
Yes, @Pappy's Tweet. If you want to tell us where... Don't forget to email to beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com if you know where the name Shandy came from. I think we've gone about as BBC Radio 3 counties as we can here. Yeah, if you know where Shandy comes from, do tweet us in. Next up, it's Duran Duran. Okay.
Duran, you're listening to Purple Radio.
Well, what I think, and I know we talked a lot about washing and cleanliness so far.
We have
and
done.
I am certainly, it turns out, no,
a dirty boy.
No expert on all of this stuff. But I personally use about a fifth of the amount they say to use when I wash my clothes with the washing detergent. And I heard that on the radio that you can do that.
Really?
And it's absolutely fine. My clothes smell delightful.
Sure.
And
the pores are ominous.
Same thing, you get to the end of your shampoo bottle and you put some water in to get the dregs out.
Sure.
That lasts for ages.
Yeah.
I think we should start with watering the stuff down. Get your hand soap.
Yeah.
Divide it over 6 bottles.
Yeah.
Fill them with water. And then off you go.
I think that's a very good idea, actually, yeah. So it's basically just it's a bloody con, isn't it? To try and get us to buy more hand soap.
I think we're constantly oversold on these things.
No, I think you're dirty.
I'm going with Ruffle on this one. I think there is a happy medium here where you get to the bottom and you turn it upside down.
Yep.
Yep.
Let it drain all the way down and then just basically you change the method of disposal. So instead
for
of watering
the last
it down,
2 days.
Yeah. You just turn it upside down, and then when you need to use it, you take off the top, and then you give it a little squeeze, and then you're into it.
But why wouldn't you put water in it? Because that's basically what you're just trying to get it off the edges of the bottle. It's the bits that won't drip down. You're just trying to get the bits off the edges of the bottle. True. So it's a bit like
put a little bit of water. You're give it a bloody good shake.
You're about to mix it with water.
Exactly. You're about to mix it with water. Why not start it by mixing it with water? I can't believe. This is a 50-50 split.
But here we go. Like, I think the other thing I would say
is why it's causing them so much trouble.
Because they're worried about appearances. There's a certain degree here of this is a couple that are worried about what people think of them.
Well,
okay.
Yes, that's a good point.
When you've watered it down, pop that under the sink, hide it away.
I was going to say the
that's
same thing.
That's for you.
Actually,
that's for the pair of you.
That's very good.
Or that's for you, Guy, because you look at the guide to a good marriage, it's compromise, isn't it? So,
if
when you get to the watered down bit, he waters it down, that's for him, right?
You've mimed him. Like putting it in your pocket.
He slips it away somewhere.
Put it into his dressing gown.
He takes it to work. What? He puts it in his cupboard. And then there's a new bottle for her to keep on using. He keeps on using the watered down bit. That way, basically, you've been together since uni. You need your own space. You know,
you need your own soap.
You need your own space. That's the key here, I think.
That sounds like you're trying to split them up.
No, he's not at all. He's trying to bring them closer together.
Keep them together.
He's trying to split the soaps up. If you know what, in the same way that like my wife and I have two different bottles of shampoo. We're not sharing a shampoo. Have two different soap dispensers. I think you've cracked it, Tom.
Yes,
Tom's
very excited now.
He's up on his feet.
Get like a tube of, like maybe a pasta. Oh, I thought I'd cracked it.
A tube of pasta?
Get like a tube of pasta and extend the straw.
No.
You've gone absolutely.
I got mad.
Listeners, what we've experienced here.
Oh, there he
is. You know how, like, you know how they say even a stopped clock is right twice a day. We've witnessed one of those moments where Thomas said something so sensible that he's had to immediately go and say something so ludicrous to sort of counter it.
Got excited.
You got so excited there, but I think no, that was.
You could no, not for extending the straw.
I don't think the extension of the straw, but I do think the splitting. You've actually, Tom. You know what? You've convinced me. I think double soaps.
I just think double soaps at the end of the soap. He can always finish off the last 2 days. Pop it under the sink. He can use that. Yeah. She doesn't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
And then that's a little routine they get in. I mean, alternatively, why don't you start using actual soap? It's better for the environment.
There we go.
You're not using the plastic.
Use a bar.
Use a bar of soap. No, go to somewhere like Lush.
We've
get a nice one. Yeah, you're using
we've switched to bars.
Are you using like bar shampoo and stuff as well?
Not yet.
Right. I've just switched to bar shampoo.
How is bar shampoo?
Really good.
Bar shampoo is a great place. Yeah.
Oh, you should see the Dyson they've got in there.
Really
absolutely gorgeous.
Really good. Great food.
Yeah, it's really. Not allowed in. He always brings his own towel. Do you use bar conditioner as well?
Well, no, I use like conditioner once my hair's sort of like towel dried.
Oh, like a leave-in conditioner.
Yeah, because I wash it every day, so otherwise it gets greasy.
I can't join in this conversation because I've got no hair.
Well, I think we solved the beef. And not only that, we've heard a lovely little jingle from Tom. Tom, you know, we're going to put in actual jingles here. You don't need to always create a little jingle.
No, these are the jingles.
Okay, well, in which case... Beef's closed.
Open and shut
beefs.
Case.
Open and shut beefs and case. Right, so...
Beef case.
We're closing up the beef case. Oh, God, that doesn't sound good.
Anyway. No, you forgot your beefcase.
Guys, we've closed the beefcase.
Open and shut closed.
I've hidden it in my beefcase.
It's an open and shut closed beefcase. So, by the way, that is if you are talking about the show, don't forget to use the hashtag open and shut closed beefcase.
And that's the review we want you to leave on iTunes.
With 5 stars.
This podcast is a 5-star open and shut closed beefcase.
Please do leave us that review. Oh my God.
Don't at me.
I'd love you so much. We'll send you some soap.
Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
Finally, to wrap things up, we are going to say goodbye to Tom.
Goodbye, everyone.
Tom, it's been lovely having you here.
I've really enjoyed my time here.
Don't forget your briefcase.
Thanks, Tom.
So we're going to say goodbye to Tom, and we're going to bring in Fanshawe to solve one of Susie's beefs. Now, Susie,
yes.
What is your flat-based beef?
Well, it's with my ex-housemate, Jenny Bede, but she still comes over so frequently, it could happen again.
Sure.
I run a bath. She gets in.
Whoa! Unacceptable.
Pixar, it didn't happen. So, is that true? She gets into the bath with you?
Yeah.
That's a very relaxed house.
On. With you or
no,
just
no, no,
ahead
with
of
me,
you?
Ahead of me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fine.
She nips in.
I was thinking that is a very relaxed house because... I'm sure I've done that before. I've done that before with my wife, but we've got an arrangement.
I've done it with your wife as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past us, but she's known to jump into my bed sometimes.
Jump. Okay, so she
in a non-sexy way. She's straight. I'm gay.
Sure.
But we have a very close relationship.
You've got an intimate and tactile relationship.
An intimate and tactile relationship, like two gal pals should.
We should all be so lucky to have that kind of relationship in our lives.
So I'd be like, oh, I'm going to have a lovely bath. And she'd be like, oh, great idea. And then she'd be like typing away. And I'd like go and put some like, you know, nice smelly stuff in it and bubbles. And then I'd go and get in the bathroom. And then as I walk in, she'd just sort of smile at me and go, oh, was this for you?
Oh, no. And she's rubbing away with the, with the bar of shampoo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, we can't solve this, obviously. But there is one man who can solve it. Mr. Fanshawe standing, presiding and providing. What is your solution?
Hell, ladies and gentlemen of the cold cuts, hell, thanks for having me here, strange place, podcast land, what's happening here?
You know you've been on a podcast since 2011.
Times there be a changing.
Sure.
I used a phone the other day, no lead. Hell, how my voice getting in there? Susie, interesting to meet you today, and nice to hear your story there. Reminds me of something that used to be told to me by old Farmer John. Lived up on the hill, strong and cough. Just the one.
Was that his leg or his...
Just the one. Thresher accident. timely thresher accident. Stop putting your leg in the thresher, John. Sure. I will now. Too late. Too late will be the cry. Hell, Farmer John there had a little story. Stable relationship he was in. He also owned a stable. Horses in the farm. Hell, feeding the horses. He'd put the grain in the trough. Got to the trough one day. Dogs in the trough. Dogs in the trough. With a litter of kittens.
dogs and kittens.
What's happening here?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Where'd them kittens come from? What's dog doing with kittens?
And how is this linked to my friend getting in my bath?
Well, it's funny you should say that. Because old Farmer John would tell you the same thing. Ain't no reason. Ain't no reason for them kittens to be in the trough. Let alone the dog. Where's my horse gone? Hell, you've left the gate open again. See what I'm trying to say, Susie? Sometimes there's a kitten in your trough. But is your gate open? Close your damn gate. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, there, it
well,
is.
There we go. I hope that solved your problem.
Mm. You do have a gate to your bathroom.
Yeah, I do.
Good.
Just close the bathroom gate in the future.
Maybe... Hello.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, you're back.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Maybe close the bathroom door.
Sure. I mean, she does know how to open it. She does have thumbs.
Clever girl.
Yeah, she's like Clive the cat in that respect.
When I said to Jenny Bede, I said, I'm going to tell the boys today. I spoke to her before. I said, I'm going to tell the boys about you getting in my bath all the time. She asked me to tell you a story.
Oh, yes.
About us living together, which I thought you might enjoy before we go. A few years ago, when she and I were living together, we'd watched a scary film, and then we both went to bed. And then, whilst I was asleep, I farted so loudly it woke me up.
Oh my God!
And then then I woke up scared. And then I had to get in her bed because I was too scared to sleep in my room.
Because your bum was haunted.
Oh my God.
You farted yourself away.
Yeah.
A fart.
She said, I think the boys will really enjoy that story.
That's really lovely.
Yeah, we did enjoy it very much.
Very much so.
Right.
We'll have to get Jenny Bede on soon.
Oh, Bede's got to come. She's got to have a right of reply.
For the return
leg.
She's got to have a right of reply. Great. Jenny Bede, we'd love to have you on the show. If you'd like to be on the show, Jenny Bede, email us. I'll text you. All right, Susie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Real
pleasure.
Pleasure to have you.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Pleasure. Travel home safely.
Beef brothers sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
Wallop. Beef's sorted.
Beef solved.
Lovely.
I thought we were all going to have a beef-related phrase there.
Yeah, that's my beef-related phrase. Lovely.
Great.
Lovely beef.
It's a strong catchphrase.
So, speaking of a strong catchphrase,
yes.
We've got a brand new phrase for a solved beef.
And it is an absolute doozy. So, it is an open and closed shut beef case.
Yay!
Who can forget? Shut beef case.
Please use the hashtag when talking about the show.
That indeed was an open and closed shut beef case.
You've nailed it, Tom. Every single time you've nailed it. So what do we need people to do? Please leave us a review on iTunes.
Absolutely. Or on a toilet wall.
Anywhere you like, just leave us a review. 5 stars. Tends to do the trick, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Also, if you have your own fresh take on any of the beefs that we've talked about, why not leave it in the review as well?
Absolutely.
If you've got your own own resolutions to these problems, we'd like to hear them.
Whack it in the
mostly,
review.
Try and use the phrase open and closed shut beef case.
Try and use it. Use it today. Use it in the next conversation you have. I know I will.
Oh my God. If you're at work. Right. If you're at work, try and have a conversation with your superior, like your boss or your supervisor or whatever it is, and try and fit in, without a joke of a lie, the phrase open and shut closed beef case, and let us know how it goes in the review that you leave on iTunes, and we'll read out our favourites on future episodes.
That sounds good, yeah.
Can't wait for that. Please try and do that.
Okay, if you have a beef you'd like to send in, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to go to shityearmoney.com to donate to this podcast so we can keep making
yes,
it.
Please. We are also on Patreon at patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
This podcast was produced by Emma Corsham. Corsham team! Did you get that all the time? And she is the best. Please stay tuned for our Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
I think all that remains is to thank our guest Susie Ruffle and say goodbye to you guys.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Let the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call commence.
Tom is saluting this time with two hands. Thank you to everyone who donated on the Patreon. These are their names in rhyme.
She's not shite. It's Kate White.
This is it. He's got a lovely leg, B. It's Rod Begbie. Yeah. Sorry, Rod.
He's a lot of fun. It's Ian Wilson.
Let's not make this awkward. It's Daniel Hawksworth.
Oh, God. He never makes me pukes. Andy Jukes.
I think we should thank Bethany Packwood.
Lovely.
She brightens up a photo booth. It's Janine Muth.
He's got a series of adorable and sequined jerkins. It's Mr. Nick Perkins.
He's never been to Paris. It's Hugh Harris.
Well.
This is going to be a good one, I can tell.
They're going to leave a good-looking corpse. It's Miranda Osguthorpe.
Sure. She's scared of the dark. It's Charlotte Clark.
He's a bit of a munter. It's Tom Hunter.
Oh, poor old Tom. All he did was give us some money.
He's never mean, John Dean.
He's a big fan of Alex Salmond. It's Tom Hammond.
He swims like he's got fins. It's Jacob Rukin. I'm very sorry.
It's a real half rhyme from Clarky.
It's not good.
God did a good job putting this guy's face on. It's John Mason.
Like my computer, he's always going down. It's Nathan Brown. Sorry, Nathan.
When she washes her jumpers, they come out bobbly. It's Claire Baker Donnelly.
May he never get the scroff. It's Ross Schroff.
I think we can stop
there. We have to end it there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.